an item that may have won a number of votes for an Eastern congressman. When this gentleman from New York State was asked last week if he could spare the time to be interviewed by one of Washington's leading newspapers, he was reported to have replied, "Gee, I'd like to, but I can't get away right now. I'm making fudge with my five kids." Of course, while this may earn him the family vote, it's possible, just possible, the professional fudge makers may turn against him. And if they happen to be numerous in his district, it could mean trouble. I tell you, a politician's life isn't an easy one. Don't get the wrong idea, but I'd like to do a bit of name-dropping right now, if I may. Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, Andy Williams. Yeah. Why? Because they'll be dropping in on you in this half hour by way of Monitor 66. And if I may, just one more name, which I prefer not to drop, but just lower gently into your listening ear. It means a lot to me. Ken Nordine. Whistling along with Jimmy Haskell and the Happy Whistler, you can unplug her now. It's time for Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. Here's that 2,000-year-oldster, the irrepressible Mel Brooks, with colleague Carl Reiner.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Yes, good to see you.
You know, many people still do not believe that you are 2,000 years old, but it has been authenticated.
Yes, it has, certainly.
You are there.
I have a birth certificate in the land of Og. I don't carry my birth certificate around.
Why?
Because it's a boulder. It's inscribed on
it. Oh, I see, yes. Well, that
can't carry
would be
it.
Cumbersome.
No. Credit cards, that's enough.
Yes. Sir, yeah. Are there any more secrets you're ready to divulge about why and how to live 2,000 years?
Well, one of the big things that's kept me rolling along singing a song is garlic.
Garlic has
yes.
kept you alive? How can garlic keep you alive?
Well, garlic keeps you alive because, well, you know how you die, don't you? The scientific reason how you die is that the angel of death, see, rings your apartment bell and you let him in and bang, you know.
Comes
in and says, okay, Murray, this is it. And
How does garlic help?
Usually comes at night, right?
Yes.
So before I'll retire, I'll eat myself a nice pound and a half of garlic. Then I lay down in bed. And I pull up my crazy quilt. And I'll starting to retire and snore.
And how does the garlic help?
Well, the angel of death, you know, comes in. He comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder. I say, who is it? And usually he goes, whoop! He takes right off. He's out the door.
That's... Well, that's an interesting theory.
Sure. You know about the kiss of death, right?
Yes.
Sure, he's not going to kiss me. I'm full of garlic.
I see. Sir, have you ever been asked to spy?
I spied for Washington.
For our country?
Yes, for the father of our country, President George Washington. I not only was a spy for George, I was a counter-spy.
I don't understand that.
Well, we had a little restaurant at the Valley Forge. I worked the counter and listened. See? The counter spot, you know?
I see.
Every once in a while.
Who did you listen to?
A Hessian would come in under the skin on. I listened. You could hear that. I knew it was a Hessian, right? I would tell George, a Hessian. Come out. They'd give him a smack in the head, and that's it, you know?
You were very close to the whole revolution, weren't you?
Yes.
Did you know Benedict Arnold?
I knew him and I despised him.
Because he was a traitor?
No, because he told me. He told me he was going to meet me that night and I had a date.
Did you know he was a traitor?
The same night he was supposed to bring a girl for me, he goes and betrays his country.
Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, recorded live in Monitor on Stage. Don't go away. We've got lots more fine listening fare right here on the Monitor Beacon. This is Ken Nardine right here on the Monitor Beacon. In 5 minutes, a special report from Chicago on the acquittal of Dr. Andrew Ivey in the famous Krabiazin case. Here's the new song composed by Ringo Starr's cohorts, McCartney and Lennon, performed by Billy Vaughan's group.
I love you.
monitor tip. During this sloppy winter weather, you can minimize the mess made by wet overshoes and dripping umbrellas by placing a sheet of thick plastic material in a corner near your front door. Then, after the plastic has become soiled, it can be washed off, dried, and reused. Next, an old song that's been refurbished, reused, in this latest effort by Andy Williams. Monitor News Special. Earlier today, Dr. Andrew C. Ivey was acquitted of charges in connection with the drug crebiazin. For on-the-spot reactions, we switch to NBC News reporter Bill Ingram in Chicago.
The crebiazin trial began more than 9 months ago and is not yet finished in total. However, a large part of the jury's verdict was rendered this afternoon. There are four defendants in the case. The jury found that three of them were innocent of charges of fraud and conspiracy. They are Dr. Andrew Ivey, a renowned scientific figure who was given of his total prestige in the crebiazin battle, Dr. William Phillips, a Chicago physician who has prescribed the controversial drug for hundreds of his patients, and Marco Durovic, a lawyer, the man who handled the financing for the promotion of the product. As for the fourth defendant, Dr. Stephen Durovic, the man who discovered crebiazin, the jury has not yet reached a verdict. After having delivered the partial conclusion, the seven women and five men returned to their deliberations, but have since broken for the night to return to work tomorrow morning. The defendants claim that crebiazin is of value in the treatment or control of some types of cancer. The government claims that it is worthless in this regard. Dr. Ivey gave NBC reporter Bill Matney his immediate reaction.
My philosophy is to take life as it comes and make the best of it, but to always be sure in my own conscience, in the sight of God, that what I'm doing is right. Then I need not be afraid of man, God, or the devil.
Dr. Ivey admitted that the verdict was not a vindication of crebiazin. He then told Matney of what would come next.
Dr. Ivey, now that all of this is over, what are your immediate plans?
Well, I shall spend full time in the laboratory. Since About a year ago, I've had to devote all of my time to this trial, except caring for some patients who are here in Illinois.
Well, now, what is going to be the status of Purbiazin and your association with it?
Well, my association with Purbiazin has always been that of a scientific advisor with the objective of getting a cooperative clinical test to settle the question of the merits of Purbiazin.
Well, will you still try to get this test?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that's what I've been living for now for 14 years, for the sake of science and for the sake of cancer patients with hopeless cancer.
Many of the happy people in the corridor of the 23rd floor of the federal building were cancer patients whose personal involvement had led them to follow the long trial closely. Matney talked with some.
Madam, how do you feel about this, the verdict?
Very good. I'm a patient.
Have you been coming to the trial all along?
As many times as possible, and quite frequently since September.
Were you always confident that these defendants would be acquitted?
Oh, no. My concern, you never know in these things, and my concern has been for the patients, because many of the patients are my friends, and I know the problems they've had.
But you are a Purbiazin user.
Right.
How long have you used it?
3 years.
Madam, how do you feel about today's verdict?
I think that justice has come through just as it should have.
And you, madam?
Can't talk.
You can't talk? Why, you're too happy?
Very happy. Just one more and that'll make it complete.
How about you, madam?
How would you think a patient would feel when she could give her life back to...
I see you have tears in your eyes.
Tears?
Were you crying for joy?
Well, I'll be crying a little harder for joy when Dr. Stevens, he's the greatest. He found the drug.
Dr. William Phillips, the other physician found innocent, was approached by Matney.
Dr. Phillips, now that you've won acquittal, will you...
Only if it becomes available to us to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, when was the last time you had Purbiazin available to you?
The patients brought some in that they have had for their use this last week.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think this leaves Purbiazin as a cancer drug? Do you feel you have the freedom to use it from here in now?
Only if it becomes available through the FDA with their rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Is there much Purbiazin floating about now?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what's available.
A repeated demand by Dr. Ivey has been for an adequate testing of Purbiazin.
My association with Purbiazin has always been that of a scientific advisor with the objective of getting a cooperative clinical test to settle the question of the merits of Purbiazin.
Well, will you still try to get this test?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that's what I've been living for now for 14 years, for the sake of science and for the sake of cancer patients with hopeless cancer.
Have you received any indication that the government might try again to continue its fight against the use of Purbiazin and the distribution of it?
No. There was a presidential commission set up in the executive offices of the White House, and if things go according to my hopes, it was possible to reactivate that commission again.
At this stage of such a long effort, one draining of emotions and strength, there were evidences of the traumatic experience, as reporter Matney learned.
For 9 months, I was fairly numb. And now, I didn't know what. I mean, to sit through all the lies and all the lying testimony and to figure that this great government of ours was using nothing but lying testimony didn't sound right for a great government like ours. And the jury system justified me, and I am very happy I'm American today.
The jury will enter its fifth day of deliberative effort tomorrow. As indicated by the voices of the principals, Dr. Ivey, Dr. Phillips, and the citizens who are cancer patients and who've been treated with Purbiazin, this lengthy trial, whose verdict is not yet total, has not by far firmed any positions. It has instead opened, or at least knocked loudly upon, many doors, scientific and legal. It has persisted in the asking of many questions that demand efforts for their answers. This is Bill Ingram, NBC News Chicago, returning you to Monitor.
For further developments in this, and for complete coverage of all the important news, stay tuned to Monitor and NBC. Fantabulous Strings. That's right, Fantabulous. If there could be Pink Panthers, there's no reason why there shouldn't be strings labeled Fantabulous. And this is Magnanifluous Monitor, heard nationwide on NBC. In Marinette, Wisconsin, that's WMAM. Ken Nardine back shortly.
Weekend Report, a look at the important events in the week to come, tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
They say if winter comes, spring can't be far behind. But hold on there a minute. Winter has its good moments, too. For one thing, it's an ideal time for taking stock. The organization CARE would like to let you in on its current stock-taking, for CARE exists to express the public will. CARE was born just after World War II to provide a channel for aid to war-torn Europe. Now, Europe is long since recovered, and CARE has increasingly turned its attention to other world areas, where millions still live in hunger and want. This year, about 40 million, most of them children, will benefit. And to make sure your aid does the very most good, as in Vietnam, for instance, CARE keeps a constant on-the-spot check. When you take stock this winter, resolve to show your concern for our needy neighbors overseas. Send dollars for food, tools, and medical aid to CARE, New York 10016.